Blog Talk Radio.
We locked in. We locked in. Raleigh, North Carolina, we locked in. Charleston, South Carolina, we locked in. Baltimore, Maryland, we locked in. New York City, we locked in. Chi-Town, we locked in. L.A., Denver, we locked in. Peace and life, family. Welcome to the Vane Verdict. Here to get a game service. And will it cause change? I ain't certain. But with this pain, it's going to make all the change work for y'all. Give yourself a round of applause. You know, give yourself another round of applause. Listen to 2018, y'all. Be good in here. To see, blessed to get to see another year, man. A year that we've never seen before. And I'm sure a year we'll never get to see it again. What you think about that, Ms. K?
I'm loving it, man. Peace and prosperity for 2018.
Man, I love the sound of that. Peace and prosperity, man. That means no war. And that means wealth and an abundance, man, for all. You know? And I definitely feel good about it, man. I don't know. This y'all, you know, and you know what I did, Ms. K, you know, today was day one. And I like the fact that, you know, as far as I guess you could say people that make resolutions and all of that. If you did, 2018 was the perfect time, you know what I mean, to do that. Because, you know, the first fell on a Monday, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the week, you know, so it's easy to start afresh, you know, and I did just that, you know, it was a day one of my Black Panther diet.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you taking in nothing white. You know, we consume nothing white on the Black Panther diet. You know, no cheese, you know, no butter, no flour, no bread, no pasta, no rice, no potatoes, no salt, sugar, flour. All the good shit, matter of fact.
Not even
or
no
bad
grits.
Shit for
even
you.
No grits either.
Nah, that's no and starch,
white,
man, nothing white, man. That's it.
Oh,
so if
man.
It put it like this, if it don't come out the ground, we try not to deal with it.
Okay. Ain't no more.
You know what I'm saying? If it don't come out the ground, we don't really deal with it. It's gonna have to be natural. So that's something, just a little cleansing thing I, you know, plan to stick with for the next 90 days and, you know, trying to get this receipt back on point, you know, like it, you
mm-hmm.
know. Like you did yesterday, once a great time ago.
Yeah. Congratulations on that, man.
Well, I mean, it wasn't easy, you know. And no alcohol
Ooh.
Either.
Oh.
No alcohol either.
You lost me there.
Yeah, I'm waiting on none. It's a special day, man. So how was your New Year's celebration? Did you get out? Did you go out or?
Man, you know, a little sis up on the weather right now, so I couldn't do too a little too much, you know. I'm trying to bounce
yeah,
back.
Man.
You know, my birthday tomorrow too now. So 12 o'clock.
Y'all
gotta take a shot.
Fact. Yeah, that's a fact. Cause you yeah, but damn, you gonna be all right by tomorrow to get out and you know what I mean? Maybe.
I doubt it, but you know, we just take one day or 1 minute or 1 hour at the time.
Exactly. That's for sure. That's for sure.
If anybody want to kidnap me, I am free. You know, I'm available from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. You know. If anybody want to come kidnap
hour.
Me, so. You know, I like
just,
steaks and stuff, you know.
Say no more. That sounds about right.
Me.
Yeah, we want to send somebody. We have to send a kite your way there. That's a fact. Man, today, January 1st, I got this is our special, you know, trap edition, you know, first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a little scheduling regimen, so just go ahead and let the people know. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, be our normal broadcast time, you know, unless we, you know, change Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 p.m. Unless anything goes otherwise, I'm going to use Tuesday and Thursdays for the family. A little self-help type of thing, you know, even though we dabble in the, I guess you could say, generally in the entertainment field, but I want to, you know, try to use this platform to do some kind of good, some kind of positive, and help somebody in some kind of way. So that's what we're reserving our Tuesday and Thursday days for. Now, any listeners, you know, you got any ideas, something you wouldn't mind, you know, finding information out on, something you wouldn't mind saying happen here at the Vane Verdict, feel free to, you know, send a message out on either one of the social media platforms, on Facebook at the Vane Verdict, Twitter, the_Vane_Verdict, and the Vane Verdict on IG as well. So it's something looking forward to a great year. With that said, tonight, got some special guests to be joining us. Today was the premiere of season 2, Trap the Series, you know, which I was, you know, fortunate enough, you know, to take part in with a group called the Bloodline Movement. A guy friend of mine, Mr. Eric Davis and Andrew Covington. A couple of gentlemen I met along this great journey called life, you know. We got here, did this great project, you know, toward, you know, middle to end of last year, you know, and episode, did you get to check it out, Ms. K?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And it is.
There's
so much potential, you know.
Exactly. So I'm definitely had to get Brother Davis up on here and talk to the people for a minute. You know, sign I get in his head a little bit, you know, so we can, hopefully he can give us some little spoilers, you know, so we don't have to wait too long to find out what happened with the film. Yeah, man.
Only here. Only here on the Vane Verdict you can get spoilers.
Fact. You want to go ahead and get into some news, or what are we doing? Which one? How you want to take it, Ms. Beth?
Why not? Let's get in some news you can use.
Say no more.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I got to say it is cold as S-H-I-T outside. Oh. That's one of the reasons why I ain't went nowhere yet, because it's so cold out there. You can't even pass gas out there in the air. The gas won't even come out because they say, hell no, it's too cold out there for us. That's how cold it is outside. So I think that's newsworthy right now. You know, we have record temperatures dropping almost down here to the teens last night. So everybody, bundle up and be safe. Now, as of today, recreational use for California marijuana has become legal. And from what I'm hearing, the lines are wrapped around the building for people to purchase their legalized marijuana. In California now, in California, let me let that be known, just in California, not across the country. The recreational use of marijuana is legal in the state of California.
Hello, man. What the hell we doing in Georgia, man? We can't do that. We can't get out here in California. They passing the right laws out there. Shit, that means
well,
something.
Know,
shout out to Trump, man. Trump did that, didn't he? Hello, Ms. K. Hello, Ms. K.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. K. Don't move right quick. We'll have, I'm going to interrupt the news for a minute. I'm going to have to interrupt the news for a second because it's very rare, you know, that we get to do stuff like this. And when I mean stuff like this, you know, some people. We believe, you know, that's why I fought my nigga, you know, Noriega over there with the drink champs, because he say something, they do say something there. We like to give our legends they flowers while they can smell them and they trees while they can inhale them. And that's something I don't been kind of content with, but I really appreciate that statement. Because, see, when you run across guys you know that are legends in the making, you can't do nothing but give them guys their props, man. And this one gentleman
for sure.
I met about a year and a half ago, definitely a brother that's on to something, man. I love the way he moves, him and his whole team. You know, he represents that Bloodline Movement straight out of Raleigh, North Carolina. One of the big minds and creators behind one of the probably at this moment, because it's the first, and I'm sure this ain't going to be contested, probably the best independent series that's probably going to be released this year. Ladies and gentlemen, my dog, Mr. Eric Davis. How you doing today, my brother?
What's up, man? What's good with you?
Peace of mind, bro. We didn't make it no, man. Just checked out that episode one of season two, man. How you feel, man? Stand up and take a bow, brother.
Yeah. I feel good, man. Appreciate it, man. We work, I mean, you know how it is, man. We worked so hard for a year. You know what I mean? Last year I was working at Atlanta Chop House. You know what I mean? I met Xavier, told him, like, look, man, I would love for you to be a part of my web series, man. And he seen the vision too, man. I threw him up there. And I just dropped that first episode for season two. Season one is also up there as well. First episode of season two is going crazy right now. You know, and I'm just enjoying it, man. Ready for y'all to ready for y'all to see episode two, January 15th. So every 2 weeks I'm gonna be releasing an episode, man. So you know, I'm gonna keep pushing this episode one for the next 2 weeks.
Can't wait.
That's what's up.
Wait.
So everybody listening,
make sure
y'all hit that subscribe, hit that notification, so as soon as it drop, man, you already know it. You can share and tell your friends about it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. We appreciate all the love everybody been giving us too, man. Like, when I was living in Atlanta, I learned a lot about the business. I knew what I had to, you know, bring to the table this season, man. So I went back and rearranged a lot of things, man, and it came out stronger than I expected. So we're just trying to keep the momentum going, man, and start off 2018 with a bang, and that's what we're going to do.
That's a fire. Yeah, that was definitely a mission accomplished there, bro. Definitely a mission accomplished on that one.
Hey, Xavier, a lot of people been hitting me about your scene when y'all raided in the house.
Oh, yeah.
It was
one
fire.
Of my favorite songs, man.
That was fire.
That whole color. Yeah, that shit, look, man. Salute to Joe, man. I got to get Joe on here next time. Maybe he'll come back for episode two or something. That guy did an awesome job, man. Like, I think the whole unison between, you know, your creative vision and, you know, Drew's ability to bring that to light, and Joe, you know, behind the wheel and that thing, man, that's like a perfect combination that you guys did. He did some great, you know, vision work on that, man. Probably one of my favorite scenes in there probably was the jail scene. You know, the fight with
I got in the fight in jail.
I think, you know, from a vision standpoint, from the cut, I was like, oh, this is epic, man.
We shot that all day one day, man, because we wanted to make it perfect. So we shot it for about, it took us like 4.5 hours to shoot. And normally when we shoot stuff, we shoot at least 3 scenes a day. It took us a minute to shoot that, man. So, you know, we shot that a lot of times, man, because we wanted to make it perfect, and he wanted to get the camera work on it perfect and everything, because we wanted to give you that feel of, you know, your adrenaline rushing. You know what I mean? So he did it, man. He made it come out good, man. Him and his team, they are masterminds when it comes to film and stuff, man. So. Hey, man, we just getting started in 2018. Just getting started.
That's dope, bro. That's dope, man. And I think people are definitely, you know, taking to it. And I'm sitting there watching, man. It hit, you know, a few hundred views. It hadn't even hit 60 minutes yet.
Yeah, man. You know, I try not to, you know, when you're putting projects out and everything, I try not to focus on the views too much, man, because some people get discouraged by that and everything, and some people get motivated by it. You get what I'm saying? It can either go two ways. It can go good or bad, you know, but one thing I try to do is just keep pushing forward no matter what. I don't pay attention to the views. I pay attention to the content, and I pay attention to what I'm putting out for everybody to see, you know, and that's the most important thing to me, man. Like, views and everything will come, man. I just... You know, I was just networking with the right people in my city, you know, added you to it as well. Yeah, and I just tried to, you know, come up with the best product I could for that episode one. And that's, I'm going to tell you, Xavier, that's just a little taste of what we're going to give y'all, man. It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on.
Fact.
A lot going on, man.
Fact.
It's a lot
that's
going
on. That's true, man. You know, and
and being, you know, being from where I'm sitting, you know what I mean, you know, my little, you know, association with it, I'm on the edge of my seat, brother. I, you know, and it's hard for me not to, but you should, my kids, the boys been asking, man, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? That's why you got to stay tuned like everybody else. So.
Yeah,
but it's definitely, y'all are definitely in for a treat, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. I think what makes it different, I think what makes it different from Respect Life and Money and Violence and, you know, things like that is it's an actual real storyline. You know what I mean? It's a storyline about this guy named Jason Phillips. You know, his street name is Fresh. He's a hustler. You know what I mean? He's been hustling his whole life, and everything going on has to do with him. You know, so it's different, man. You know, his girlfriend, you know, from last season, you know, fucked him over or whatever. So it's like what's everybody was anticipating what was going to happen this season. So we just building it up, man, building it up. And that's what separates my series from, you know, Respect Life and all the other web series, Old Head, then the other it's a couple of web series I watch, man. I watch a lot of web series as far as, you know, drugs,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that gangster shit. And one thing
mm-hmm.
about my series that you're going to realize this season is we don't just touch on just our people just selling drugs to try to get out of a situation. It ain't just about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I got police brutality this season. I have, you know, relationship developments. You feel me? Relationships falling apart. I try to touch real shit, and I try to get
mm-hmm.
people to understand that I want the show to be
mm-hmm.
relatable. If people can
mm-hmm.
relate to it,
mm-hmm.
people are going to want to watch it, and they're going to tell their friend, and that person is going to tell their friend. You know, so that's what
mm-hmm.
I try to do this season, man, and Drew did an excellent job on the writing. You know, I mean, he brought it to life. You know, I had a vision as well. Okay, I want it to look like this if you're going to write it this way, and we made it happen, man. Then, you know, Joe behind the camera, him and his guys, Sean and West and the rest of those guys, it's about four or five of them, man, behind the camera, so... You know, it's worked out well so far, man. You know, and depending on...
Great stuff.
I'm definitely going to probably come back with a season 3, too. Definitely. So I'm writing on that,
Oh,
too,
of course.
So. I'm trying to keep up the pressure.
Miss Kate,
applying the pressure.
That's what's up. Eric, my co-host up here, Miss K and my boy 6'8". At first watch, did y'all... Where was y'all feeling on your take on it? You know, at first watch. I know... me and Six actually, you know, sat down and me and him watched the entire season 1 earlier, you know, before, so, you know, get familiar with it. So, what was y'all views, you know, at first watch?
Man, I'm still kind of hurt about Bella. I'm still in shock that she kind of just played that position. I'm sorry, I just couldn't get over that from season 1. I'm like, wow. So that was why I was just waiting on, like, how she going to bounce back from this on season 2? She got a new baby, you know what I'm saying? She don't know who the father is. She don't know if it's Fresh.
Right.
She don't know if it's Scar Baby. So that's why I was like, wow, what's up with this chick? And I was just kind of hurt because she just, you know what I'm saying? She's supposed to been a writer. I thought, you know, I had high hopes for Bella. Then, you know, season 2, you know, when I found out everything was all planned from the get-go, you know, Scar set up to get close to Fresh, I was like, oh, okay then. So that's what I was kind of looking forward to when I first watched season 2, you know, trying to see how that's going to play out. But, it definitely kept me on the edge of my seat, you know what I'm saying? It definitely did that.
Thank you, Barbara. With Bella's character... With Bella's character, man, it was with Bella's character, what I find so intriguing about her character is deep down inside, you can tell she's remorseful and she really loved Fresh. You get what I'm saying?
But
at the same time, this is with everybody in society, everybody in the world, everybody. You love yourself more than anything. You get what I'm saying? So in order to keep herself alive, she's like, even though I love this guy, I'm going to have to do what this guy is telling me to do or it's over for me. He's going to kill me. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
Trapped.
Yeah, she's trapped. And that's the thing. Each character is trapped in their own way. You know what I'm saying? Cash
mm-hmm.
is trapped because he's trying to figure out who shot him last season. But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, he got his ex-girlfriend wanting him in each and every way. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he has
mahogany.
You know, mahogany. And then he has black.
Hey, look. Hey, Six. I was going to ask you, Six, because, Eric, because, look, this is crazy.
Yeah.
There's a little inside joke that me and him had. That character Mahogany was like so neat. Yeah. She was like so dead on with somebody that we know, bro. That's why it was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. She had those good moves to Atlanta. Yeah, Mahogany actually, well, her name's Imani, but she actually lives in Atlanta now, man. So she was coming down just like you were. You know, X, she was coming to North Carolina.
Wow, dope.
She was like, yeah. Yeah, so she filmed her joint quick and like one. She filmed the whole season in one weekend. You know, so we just you know, got it out the way, knocked her out all her scenes,
that's
and she was out. She was like, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I appreciate you picking me. Like,
right.
I know my lines. She was on it, man. So it was good, man. And she's very beautiful too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Man, I gotta definitely congratulate you on that season.
Hey, you
on
know,
that
hey,
season two, cause
somebody
hey, that was nice. I followed you. I've been following you on this since they've been going back and forth. I've been following you on this. So for me to see, I saw your growth in season two, and I was at the moment I started watching it, I was drawn in. Like, okay, here we go.
Thank you, man.
This
appreciate
a nice ride.
That's love. Appreciate
this
it.
A nice ride.
Appreciate
mm-hmm.
it, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
But the backtrack on the. What was it was fresh the whole setup,
right?
Now, y'all did a good job on that because she made me not like her from the beginning.
Yeah.
I said it was.
Yeah.
I said she's sneaky. I said she's sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what was so crazy, right? And that's why I really commend you know everybody doing what they needed because if you remember before Fresh went to jail. She drawing you in, you know, being sympathetic for her because she's, like, pregnant. And it's seeming like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Fresh is spending too much time in the street and not respecting what she's going through. She's sick. But the whole time,
right.
the switch that kept – she, you know what she did? You gave her – she almost had a Holly switch around. You remember Holly from Power?
Yeah.
You love the character in the beginning, but she was the one to hate, so to speak, by the end. And she,
mm-hmm.
I commend her for, and whoever played her sister, oh my God, phenomenal.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah.
The one that played
her name is,
yeah.
her name is Melody.
Oh man, Melody.
She did. Good.
Yeah, Melody Angelique.
Yeah.
Salute to her. Salute
yeah,
to her, man. She is phenomenal.
They,
job.
Those
like
two,
they really.
Those two this season, they up to something. You know what I mean? Y'all
okay.
really gonna like the way they. Right. Y'all really gonna like the way they what they doing this season? Cause it's like, yo, we
okay.
sisters. We got to get this done. You know, so.
There
they
you
stick
go.
Together
there you
thick
go.
And thin this season.
You
know,
did she redeem
and,
herself? Did she redeem herself? That's the question. Did she redeem herself?
You gotta stay tuned and see.
No. You gotta watch
you
that. Don't give it away. Don't
tuned.
Give it away.
You gotta stay tuned.
Yeah, you gotta stay tuned to see, man.
I do have a question though. Like in the beginning where the I like the way y'all dropped that knowledge to the little kid on the basketball court, and he was like, hey, look, man, it was like, I don't work for Fresh, or I might have it backwards. It was like, come on,
he said, I
work
for cash.
And he seemed like he was lost. He was lost, and he was like, come on. But yeah, I picked up on that because there's so many kids out here are doing things and don't know, I'm doing it for
mm-hmm.
this person or this reason and don't know really why they're doing it. Didn't see the big picture. So when the big picture was brought to him, he was like,
mm-hmm.
So
Exactly. A lot of kids these days, they have, you know, certain people and certain figures they look up to, you know. And with Lowe, if you follow me from the first season, Lowe has been lost the whole first season and then
– Yeah.
He's been lost this first episode of this second season, you know. So my main thing I wanted to do with his character was kind of trying to have him find his way this season a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
he goes through some shit. He goes through some stuff. Each character is trapped in their own way, some way, somehow. And, you know, Lowe is played by a kid named Jalen Jones. He's a 17-year-old. He's played by Jalen Jones. And, you know, he killed it. You know, he just...
Mm-hmm.
You know, his first time acting,
I told him,
don't worry about the cameras. Just be yourself, man. A lot of things going on. It was a lot of first-time actors, you know, here. You know, I just started acting last year. You know, the boy who plays Mac, my man who plays Mac, he just started
Millie
acting.
Military Mac.
Yeah, Military Mac. And Mac, I got his character from you know, Rico off of Player in Full, where he playing the fence. He playing both sides. He want to do whatever to be on top. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Mac cool with me in the pen, and then, you know, Mac get out. He cool with Scar. So he like, yo, I got to
figure
out what I got to do to
yeah.
get this bag in.
Yeah.
And be the top.
I got
top
a question.
I had all
question.
Yeah.
Question. When you going to have a character for Six?
Well, you said, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, when are you going to have a character for Six?
Whoa.
A character.
He want in.
For him, Six. He want in.
I want a character for Hey, man. I'm gonna have some auditions for season 3 and everything, man. I'm trying to take this as far as I can, man. You know, I got a couple
of other things
up my sleeve, a couple of other things
up my
sleeve.
I think
you're
gonna do
very
well.
I'm trying to get Netflix. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm grinding, man. We all grinding, trying to make it happen. So, definitely season 3. Hey, y'all come up, or you know, we can definitely make it happen.
You know how it go. Hey, I was telling you last season, bro, Scar was my favorite bad guy, bro, straight up. But I don't know, man. Jay Black is serious, man.
Yeah,
Frankie.
Black is a beast, too.
Frank is serious, man.
Black is a beast.
He's serious, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. That guy, look, we on set, man. He's the most, about the most coolest, most humble cat, man. Like, when we cameras ain't rolling and shit, we had a blast shooting that shit. But that nigga stepped in that zone. Nigga, I was kind of scared a little bit watching that shit. I'm like, this nigga serious.
he's a beast, man. And it was his first time acting, too. So,
you know,
I was like, yo, I said, the way I want to shoot this, I said, I don't want people to see his face, really. Not yet.
Yeah.
You know, I want all his scenes to be dark. I want people to feel like this nigga's intimidating them. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I said we're gonna get everything from everything from his mouth down. I want all his scenes to be dark. I wanted to have that kind of that you got served feel with it. You know, as far as you know, bad guys, and he killed him. He killed the whole season. Like, he didn't break character one time the whole season. Like, he did his thing. Definitely did
the same. Was dope.
Wow.
So, salute. Shout out to my boy Frankie, man. Black Ink, man. Y'all follow him too, man. Look.
Yes, sir. He definitely did the same. But y'all, hey, I need y'all to. I'm not living there no more right now. But I need y'all to please help us push this as much as we can. Because I'm telling you.
Oh, that's a no. That's a no brand.
Our people. Definitely, and I appreciate that. Our people, we got to stick together, you know, including black-owned businesses and everything, and it starts with us. So we just got to keep pushing each other to that next level, until we own everything.
That's a no-brainer, brother. And that is the plus there.
Wall Street
going to hold that down.
Yes, sir. So appreciate y'all, man.
Because, you know, We're gonna wrap on again, but I already told you we season 3 might need to be shot to Atlanta. Fresh and Cash Ass might need to get ran out of North Carolina.
you never know what could happen. You never know what could happen. Will Fresh make it to season 3? You never know. Will Cash make it to season 3?
But
you never know what's gonna happen.
Hey, but see, I like that idea already, because if they come to Atlanta, then, hey, look, that's 6 character right there. Hey.
Oh, see, there you go.
You are plugging the A.
That's
dope.
I see a character for Miss KB too. Then, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm with
it. Miss K, you female boss.
You read my mind. Cause I was gonna say you gonna open up a brothel down here in the A. You know, you need a head madam to run it.
You know, the actors make magic in the A, so I'm with it, man. I'm trying to make everything happen. So.
One city at a time, man.
It was definitely definitely an awesome ass project, brother. Awesome project, man.
Thank
that
you,
was
brother.
23
Appreciate
minutes
it.
Of greatness, in my opinion. And that's why I'm
Appreciate
saying,
you know,
again,
brother.
You know, going back to what you were saying, you know, a second ago. And I, you know, me and my opinion is kind of saying what you were saying, but stretching it out a little bit. I think they you pull the outside of, you know, the storyline, because it's not the typical drug shit you get all the time. You know what I mean? But everybody takes you down the journey with them emotionally. You know what I mean? You connect with the storyline. You are, and I'm gonna be honest with you, brother. You almost forget it's a drug story, so to speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't really get that. You know, it's not that typical, you know, drug type of, you know what I mean, series what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's in it, but it's not its primary approach.
And then,
exactly.
And one thing they let me know that when Miss K said what she said, that was her first. I'm real taken by Bella that she pulled her in. You know what I'm saying? She got that connection with her, but that's dope.
Thank you, man.
And you know,
really appreciate it.
Everybody, Frankie, getting that intimidation.
Yeah,
you know
that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, because I had watched, you know, of course I had, you know, watched Money and Violence like 3 years ago, and I was so locked in on it. And I said, yo, I got to bring this to North. I said, I got to bring this to North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I was like, I have to make my series different some way, somehow. You get what I'm saying? And the way you do that is, like I said before, you touch on topics that's relatable, that people can relate to, not just drugs, but relationships, police brutality. Like, we're touching on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to be surprised. Like, damn, did that just happen? Yeah, it
mm-hmm.
really happened.
Yeah.
I think that's
okay.
That's
what I was
going to
ask you.
Yeah.
What was your motivation behind that? Because I see you are, you know, the creator and the executive producer behind that. But I know you at one point of time, you had to sit there and like, you know what? Bing, 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 bing. What was going through your head when you say, you know what? This is something that I need to do. This is something I need to push forward. You know, I need to broadcast these real life situations and put it together in a web series. What was really your main motivation behind creating this web series? Like, my main
motivation for this was, well, I started off doing. I wanted to show people that I was trying to be an actor and be taken seriously as an actor, you know. So that I started off doing on my YouTube page. I started doing Monologue Mondays, where I created, I would act out my own scenes from, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel Air, The Martin Show. I would act out. I had a few Ray Charles skits that I did, and people had started like, you know, kind of watching and started paying attention. So I'm like, well, I got people's attention. I want to do something that they're gonna remember. So in my city, you know, Atlanta is better than Hollywood right now. It's better than L.A.
Mm-hmm.
right now as far as filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want to bring this to North Carolina because we don't, in Raleigh, in South Raleigh where I'm from, we don't have that. We don't, damn, niggas ain't acting. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to show my city and my people and my neighborhood and everything, like, okay, if I ain't hooping or if I ain't playing football, well, I ain't going to jail all the time, and this is what I can do to try to get out. You know what I mean? It ain't got to be typical. It ain't. You get what I'm saying? And I show people that there's always a way to make things happen if you just put your mind to it and put your focus into it. You get what I'm saying? I tell my brother all the time, like, females gonna be there. I tell him females gonna be there. Focus in the books. You get what I'm saying? Because you can. God forbid, you can break both of your legs tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But people can't steal your mind.
Exactly. The knowledge can't be taken away, right?
It can't. Never.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to do something big that my city will remember. If I die today, my city will be like, yo, he did something that no one had ever done before. And that's been my goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put it out, boom, first season. Quality wasn't that good. I went to Atlanta, got some networking advice from Clifton. I took a couple classes, and I spent the day with Clifton Powell. He plays Pinky off of Next Friday. Spent some time with Benzino while I was there, and both of them was like, yo, you got something. Spent some time with David Banner. That's David Banner is the reason Trap was made.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know
I know he gave you so much wisdom.
Yes, he gave me. And David Banner said, it was crazy because I was working in an airport in Raleigh, North Carolina, before I came to Atlanta. So I was still working in the airport. David Banner came into the airport at 5 a.m. to get a cup of coffee, which is me and him in a restaurant. I was a restaurant host. I said, you know, hopefully it's not too much. I said, look, I'm a fan. I said, but I just want to, just 5 minutes of your time, just to ask your advice on a few things. He said, go ahead, man. What you thinking? I said, look, I'm an actor. Like, I don't have any credentials right now, but I'm an actor. He looked at me. He said, do you have the internet? I said, yeah.
Mm.
He said, that's your biggest source right now, man. He said, you got cats like DC Young Fly. He said, these guys are shooting their own stuff. He said, don't try to network up all the time. Don't try to network with the big people all the time. He said, you got to network with people that's on your level, that's equal to you, that's chasing something like you are, and y'all make magic together.
Yeah.
So once he told me that, I owe it all to David Banner. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I owe it all to David Banner. He gave me the advice. He said, shoot your own shit, man. Nobody can stop you from shooting your own shit. They can either say it's good or it's bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. I came to Atlanta. I was networking. I was, I don't know if y'all ate at, by like, what's it called, in the grill? Y'all ate in the grill?
No.
It's over there by the varsity.
No shit. Yeah. Trust me, Kay, you would have never known it's right there, baby.
Wow,
yeah,
it's
over
okay.
there, right
spot,
by the varsity.
Man. Dope spot.
Right by the varsity. Every Wednesday night, they have a networking event where people show their movies, their web series, their music videos. And I didn't know anybody in Atlanta. You know, a guy just, you know, hit me online like, yo, you should come to the Negril event to show, you know, show people what you got as far as acting. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I brought my last episode we shot was my episode 5. That's when, like, the quality went from shitty to, you know, good. You know, last season, season 1. And I showed it to people, but I didn't even want to show it to people because the shit that went before it was so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, Atlanta has a lot of talent, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talent in filmmaking and everything. Like, I didn't even want to show my episode. And the fact that I didn't even want to show my episode, I said, I got to go back to the drawing board and make sure this season 2 is unforgettable. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So that's
man, you're on the right road. I think you're on the right road. Because, like I said, from watching you from start to now, I see nothing but growth.
Thank you.
In the
right way.
So I think you're really on to something. Keep pushing forward. Hey, don't stop. Stay focused.
Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all's support. Seriously.
And not only are you following your dreams, but you're also you giving the platform to many, many others to explore, display their talents that they may have.
Yes.
So it kind
of
works.
Of course.
You know, you're bringing your team along with you, which is what's important. You know.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
Man,
look, y'all.
And y'all got to understand this, and I told this brother this 100 times, man. In a year and a half, 2 years or so that I don't know him, we done been working together or whatever, coming up there and seeing how him and his crew move. One person can't do it by himself, y'all. And everybody in their respective roles, man, and that team moves so smooth. It's a lot goes on with that day. You know what I'm saying? I love how them boys move, man. I come in for that. I told one plumber, I'm jealous, nigga, that me and my dogs don't move like this. You know what I'm saying? Them boys,
everybody
coming together, making that thing happen. Yeah, everybody know their role, man, and everybody doing it. It's a beautiful thing to just even be around and watch it happen and to see it happening now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
Thank
I salute them,
man.
Every last one of them.
Appreciate the love.
And when
appreciate
I come
the
up
love,
there,
y'all.
Man, it's nothing but love.
Yes, sir.
And
X came here. You know, we had all the homies on set and everything. It was good, man. We had a good time.
So
when you gonna have the vein up to catch the film another episode?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was breaking up.
I said, when are you gonna have the vein up to catch the film another episode?
Hold on, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I said, when are you gonna have the vein up to catch the filming of an episode?
Oh, to catch the filming of an episode? I don't know, man. I probably wouldn't even do that because my director Joe, he likes to work in private. Like he's a perfectionist, man. So he'd be like, I don't want people to see shit until I'm finished. And I'd be like, do your thing, director. You know, I let him and his team. It's four of them.
He'll look different. Unless you're a part of it,
likes to work in private, man. He don't do too much. He's a perfectionist. It's like two cameras at one time, you know. So he's definitely the one that be like, yo, we're not releasing this. I don't think he'll tell me, you know, Fresh, I don't think you should release this because I could have did better in this aspect. And we'll go back, we'll shoot it again. And he'll be like, all right, now I think you could release it. You know, it's up to you. You know, and he's a perfectionist. And that's why I enjoy it.
So how does that work? What advice would you give to someone who's in your position and trying to up and come? Do you say give your trust? Because I assume that you have to trust your director because they're executing your vision and your thoughts. So how is it that, you know, you guys can easily relate and have a good relationship with one another?
It's all about communication. Everything with this is about communication, you know. And you can always, with us trusting each other, we'll say if we don't like something or not. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, it's you know, my show and everything, but I'll come to Joe like, man, what you think about that? You think we should do that? Because he's been in the filming industry for about 10 years. You know, he's been shooting for about 10 years. You know, I just started acting a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. So, of course, he would know more about the business than me. So it's basically kind of me taking advice, in a sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with taking advice from a person who knows what they're doing.
Mm.
And watch this. Gotcha. And then the show Joe's humility and professionalism, right? He don't let that 10-year experience go to his head. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else has an idea, he'll agree with it. He'll make it work. Because, you know, there was a couple of things, you know, that I said, you know, suggested. And he was like, you know what? That might work, that, you know. So I love him, man. He's a great guy, man. A little shout-out to Head Graphics, man. Y'all saw that boy.
Yeah, Head Graphics and the whole A-Side Entertainment, they made it happen, man. So they nice with it. You know, just young guys that's hungry. You know, they trying to get it too. So I'm like, let's get it together. You know, so hey, we've shot on holidays before and everything to try to just get everything done. And you know, so far we've done a excellent job. We sold y'all episode 1. Episode 2 will be on January 15th. So be on the lookout. I really think y'all gonna enjoy episode 2.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
I enjoyed episode 1, so hey, look.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, awesome replay value, man. And I ain't just being a ham because I'm in the motherfucker. I done watched it 5 times, no question.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man. Awesome, man.
Appreciate the love, y'all. All right.
I'm sorry. We got time for another question from you?
Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
Yeah. Okay. What's next for Mr. Davis? What's next for him? Besides, you know, the Trap the Web series, because besides that, you are a funny character. You definitely are. I've seen a few of your snaps and everything like that, and you're very comedic, very young. So what's next besides this? Because I know you want to get into acting, and I know this is just step one for you. What's next for you?
Next for me is, I actually want to do something with comedy probably next, you know, before I do season 3, of course. But I'm definitely going to bring back Monologue Mondays this year, 2018. I'm going to bring back Monologue Mondays. I'm trying to get a new agent. So I'm trying to get an agent. And I got 2 short films that I'm thinking about. I got offered 2 roles in 2 short films, so I'm thinking about doing those as well. But I didn't want to make the moves too quick because, you know, Trap, we were filming and the other 2 films were filming on the same day, you know, so it kind of got hectic. So they pushed shooting back, so I definitely might do those 2 short films. So I'm just working as hard as I can, working as hard as I can. But it's definitely going to start with me getting a new agent. Once I get a new agent, I'm definitely going to give y'all more content. I'm definitely going to try to shoot my own short film as a comedy. I'm going to try to do a couple of more things in 2018, so y'all just be on the lookout for a lot of things coming.
Man, I'll definitely take the time with finding your agent. That's like finding your new best friend.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Hey, they got to know you. They got to know your do's, your don'ts. Yeah, look, it's like your new best friend.
It's tough because in this business, you got to know it's such a tough business.
Exactly.
Like a dog-eat-dog world, so you definitely got to make the right decisions with everything, you know. So, you know, and me, one of my goals this year is to shadow or network with maybe Terrence J or Amari Hardwick or, you know, Denzel Washington, or I just need 5 hours. 5 hours with one of those guys. I paid $1,000 to spend 5 hours with them. And just get all the knowledge I can. I have my notebook, and I'm writing down everything. You know what I'm saying? Because we have our people have to stick together. You get what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. You know, I wouldn't mind shadowing somebody like, you know, Mark Wahlberg or somebody like that. Like I love every type of actor, man. Every, you know, Michael B. Jordan. I love them all, man. Definitely. So. You know, I love Matthew McConaughey. I love a whole bunch of people, man. I'm just one of my goals is to network with one of those guys and just spend the day with them. That's it.
Real shit.
You know, get all the knowledge I can. And as soon as I get that knowledge, I'm definitely going to execute it. You can guarantee that. I'll guarantee that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hashtag knowledge is power.
Yeah, always.
To the fullest. All right, I think I go a little bit farther than that because I see you as somebody that's going to be relentless with achieving your goal. So, I'm gonna keep saying this for a minute. Congratulations! Yeah, you're on the awesome track.
Thank you.
You're most definitely on the awesome track.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. One of my inspirations. Is Issa Rae. She has a show called Insecure. I'm sure y'all watch it. But she, Issa Rae started off. Issa Rae started off. She did 4 seasons of her web series before she, you know, got a deal and did Insecure, man. So Issa Rae, you know, I admire her work ethic, and I admire, like, you know, P. Diddy's work ethic, Jay-Z's work ethic. Kevin Hart's work ethic is crazy. Like,
oh my God, crazy!
Yeah,
crazy.
It's relentless, like, you know, it's
crazy,
relentless.
Man.
It's like these guys.
They
know,
hungry.
I look at guys,
they hungry.
Yeah, like guys like Michael Jackson is the greatest of all time, and it's because
all time.
He was so obsessed with being great. And when you obsessed with being great, you put a lot of stuff at jeopardy. Sometimes you put, you know, relationships at jeopardy.
Yeah,
like it's real when you're obsessed with success. It's real. Like I've changed so much. I went to an acting workshop last year in DC with David Talbert. He's the director of Almost Christmas, the Christmas movie that came out last year with like Monique, Danny Glover, it was Kimberly Elise. I did a workshop with him for 8 hours. When I left that workshop, I became obsessed with my craft and obsessed with trying to be successful. It was the best workshop I ever been to. Like, he didn't sugarcoat anything. He didn't sugarcoat shit. He said, this is the things you need to do. If you don't do these things, you're not going to achieve success the way you want to achieve it. And, you know, I watch a lot of motivational stuff. Will Smith is my idol. Will keeps me going every day with his motivational stuff on YouTube. You know, and I'm finding myself being obsessed with being great.
I think that's a great thing. You know, I'm not an actor or a singer or anything,
right.
but like one of my idols that I watched, and like this all falls back to that work ethic with Jamie Foxx, because I saw him start out in the comedic role, the singing role, the acting, the just from starting out, and I'm looking at where he's at now,
and see, you know, that that's crazy, right? Because I don't mean you don't have this conversation, you know, a lot of times off camera. Jamie's literally somebody who I'm modeling my career after. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Jamie,
you know,
is
literally from the music to the actor. And watch this, by the radio. Because remember what Foxhole Productions did in the podcast film.
Yeah, yep. Definitely. He, exactly. We talk about Jamie is my top three all time. Simply because that work ethic, and I call him the quadruple threat because he plays the instrument.
Of course he sings.
He plays the instrument. He sings. He acts, of course. Jamie does it all, man. You know, and it's crazy.
Produce.
Like, he produced. Jamie is a beast. Like, and I told you before, I spent the day with Clifton Powell. Cliff said, "Yo, Jamie is an animal." He said, "If you don't do it right the first time, Jamie gonna get in your ass and make sure you do it right." He said, especially if he said Jamie is the reason I got into Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jamie said, "I want him to be in Ray." He said, "I end up with a rolling Ray." He said, "Cause that's how hard Jamie." He said, "Jamie has worked hard to get where he's at, man, and it's crazy." And
he's underrated, man.
That's the thing. I don't understand how he's underrated if he's the man. Didn't he win an Oscar for Ray?
Yeah, he did.
He did win an Oscar.
And it's well deserved, though, man. And, like, you know, that's when I was like, man, this guy, to, you know, be on the set like that. And it was like, you know, Jamie, even like when they wasn't filming, Jamie literally the whole time kept the, you know, the blind patch on his eye to literally stay in the character.
That's amazing.
You know, the whole time. Like, that's just, like, phenomenal to me, man.
That's amazing. I don't know if y'all know about this, but every Wednesday I have a sports podcast, a basketball NBA podcast called Hoop Talk. It's on my Facebook. It's Facebook, Eric Davis, ERRICKDAVIS. Every Wednesday at 12:30, I do a Hoop Talk podcast, man. We talk about, I don't know if y'all are NBA fans, but we talk about everything that's going on in the NBA. You know, so make sure y'all check that out.
Yeah, at 12:30 in the afternoon?
12:30 in the afternoon, every Wednesday.
Okay. Give them all your handle again, bro. People can come check you out and follow you.
Yeah, so let me see. Man, I got a lot. All right, Instagram is Eric Davis 32, ERRICKDAVIS 32. My Twitter is Fresh Davis 32, FRESHDAVIS 32. My Facebook is Eric Davis, just regular Eric Davis, and then, of course, I'll come up. So make sure y'all check out that podcast as well. But, you know, I'm just grinding, trying to get into each and every way.
That's dope, bro. Them words spoken by a true legend in the making, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate the love.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Young Eric Davis, brother, I want to appreciate you joining us on the Vane Verde. We'll definitely be checking out January the 16th for episode 202. 115.
Yes, sir.
Oh, see? He's showing that.
Come on now. You know I have to do it.
That's dope. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. It's 2018, y'all. So that website is up. Go on over there and check it out. Atlanta Custom Apparel at 1130 Euclid Avenue. Open Sunday through Thursday, 12 to 7. Friday and Saturday, stand open to 8. ChrisSmithMultimedia.Weebly.com. Again, ChrisSmithMultimedia.Weebly.com. Logo, flyer designs, brochure designs, book designs, editing, and all of that. We up in here, man. Ms. K, you good?
Chill.
Think you good?
So.
Again, family, we want to thank everybody for listening. Huh? Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said that we just go West Coast.
I probably did.
Probably did. We want to thank everybody for listening again. Thank our guest, Eric Davis, for joining us. Salute again to Trap the Series. Y'all go ahead and check that out. The link in my bio as well, at Pimp Black on Instagram. But you already know who we are and why we're here. It's Divine Verdict, here to get a gang service. You already know, man. So follow us, Instagram, at Divine Verdict. Twitter, the_Vane_Verdict. Facebook, at Divine Verdict. I am who I am, man. I'm Pimp Black, man. Who is that over there?
Yes, this is Miss KB. And by the way, my birthday is in 4 minutes, so you guys can show me love. Blow up my DMs,
yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Blow up
happy
my
birthday, Miss K. Hey.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Miss K. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Tell you, man, Miss K done turned 40 out here in these streets, man. The Grand 4-0. Happy birthday, Miss K. It's going to be a grave occasion, I'm telling you.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I was just joking with K, my bad, man. That thing a long way from
good,
party, y'all.
That's that wolf.
Thank y'all for doing the very part of y'all. We'll see y'all Wednesday, family. It's Cody the Germ, family.
All right, now.